Blog Talk Good Radio.
Good day and welcome to Dr. Louisa. We are so happy to have you joining us on today. And we are going to be talking about domestic abuse, domestic violence, and sharing ways with you to rebuild your self-concept. We will also be sharing with you the phone numbers and ways to reach the National Domestic Violence Hotline. So please, we do hope that you have handy something to write with, something to document the information with. And at this time, we are going to go ahead and get started first with the National Domestic Violence Hotline phone number. And that number is 800-799-7233. That is 800-799. Then you may also chat online. That's right, chat online. Thehotline.org. Thehotline.org. And this information is available to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You may talk to them anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They are there to help you through your dilemma, to answer your questions, and also just to listen to what you have to say. And we're talking about rebuilding self-concept. That is the part that holds your self-esteem, your confidence in one's own worth, your abilities, and your self-respect. Yes, and we want you to know that you are not in this alone. There are others experiencing the same things that you are experiencing, maybe not the same amount of symptoms, but definitely similar in the red flags that you have experienced and also some of what you have gone through. We want you to know that it is very, very important to get yourself some additional support. This is very, very important as you are rebuilding your self-esteem, how you feel about yourself, your self-worth, and your self-respect. So what you need to do is communicate with old friends and make new ones to feel connected. It's survivors to feel isolated and disconnected from the world, okay? Sometimes you just don't feel like being around anyone else, or sometimes you just feel like staying to yourself. But you need to spend time with people who make you happy and who lift you up. Surround yourself with people who make you feel safe and loved. Hang out with friends that make you laugh and feel good. You want to get away from the stress. You do not need any stress. And if you feel like you need a therapist or a professional to work with you, that was a good idea also to seek out such a person. Patient and empathetic with yourself as you heal. You have to remind yourself that this is not your fault, what you find yourself into, and then remind yourself that it's okay to feel confused, scared, tense, angry, or if any other emotions come up. This is all okay. These feelings are normal, and they are part of the healing process, and there is no rush to get past them. Take your time to heal yourself. Take your time to love yourself. It can be difficult to recognize because it can have less clear boundaries than someone that's been physically abused or sexually abused. But what you need to realize is that what you have gone through, what you have experienced, was not easy. But you need to be thankful that you are able to listen to this broadcast. You should be thankful that you are able to learn how to help and heal yourself. There is hope to heal from the pain of emotional abuse. Emotional abuse, it creates so many different emotions, creates so many anxieties and so many thresholds of having you feel different ways about yourself. Once again, you are not alone in your journey. Many people have experienced emotional abuse and have found healing and meaningful connections and healthy relationships. So we want you to do is think about accepting your past abuse as a real event. This wasn't make-believe. It wasn't just a phantom of your imagination. It's just not something that came to your mind and you thought that maybe it wasn't real. No, the emotional abuse was real, and you have to accept it as your past experience, and that it was a real event. It can be very difficult to do at first, but it's the first step to start your healing experience. Many people find it difficult to acknowledge their past. Just like I said, you can think that it didn't really happen, or that maybe you're just, you know, making too much out of something. And then sometimes people feel that they're ashamed because they have been abused. Or you may be saying, what I experienced wasn't really that bad. And in fact, it really was, because it has damaged you emotionally. And then sometimes people just never happened. And if it never happened, they don't have to acknowledge it, and it will go away. It will not go away, the fact that you have been emotionally abused. As you begin to acknowledge your abuse for what it was, you will also begin to take back personal power over your life. And I can self-disclaim that this is true. Once you really, really realize that this really happened, then you begin to take back power over your personal life. It's going to be small steps at first, but you'll begin to feel better about yourself. When you decide to engage with your old wounds, be aware that it's normal to feel the same emotions you felt at the time of your abuse. These painful feelings have remained inside you and will only be healed when you accept and move through them. Emotional abusers alter your experience of reality by telling you lies about yourself. So the first thing you're going to have to start doing is reliving part of that experience to go over what was said to you about yourself by the abuser that was not true. You are going to have to combat that. You are going to have to face that and then write it down and then say how you know this is not true. Write it down. Until you accept their explanation, you are going to not believe what they say, and you're going to have to believe your own self about your reality. After enough time, you begin to accept these messages, which affects the way you see yourself. And that's what happened after being abused. That's the way that you saw yourself. I believe I was a 9'10", and my husband was telling me that I was fat. And I was not fat. I was a 9'10". You know, but I always thought of myself as being overweight, and I was not. These unhealthy thoughts can become the voice in your head, which is your self-talk, that tells you exactly what your abuser told you. And this is what you want to stop. You want to stop hearing the things psychologically abused you, that verbally abused you, and that emotionally abused you. You want to begin to stop hearing those kind of words and then hear your positive words to yourself, your positive affirmations to yourself about the person that you are. As you begin to process your past abuse, one way you can begin healing is by challenging your self-talk and by dispensing with the negative thinking patterns you find there. And this is something that may take you a couple of days or a couple of weeks to do, but by you writing it down and by you saying it and repeating it over and over again, the positive aspects about you are going to weigh up over the negative self-talk that you've been giving yourself, that your abuser was giving you. Okay, so I think we've gone over before some negative thought patterns that people who have been emotionally abused often experience. You do self-blame. You say that it's all my fault. Name calling. You say that I'm so stupid. Unrealistic expectations. You say I shouldn't make mistakes. Well, we all make mistakes. We all make mistakes in life. And there's this assured statement. I should be further along by now. No. You went through what you went through for a reason. And now it's for you to heal yourself so that you may help others. Emotional reasoning. No, you're not the terrible person. The abuser, the person that abused you, is the terrible person. And then you try to turn things on yourself. Oh, he's upset because I'm such a terrible person. Oh, he's upset because I'm such a terrible wife. Oh, he's upset because I'm such a terrible housekeeper. Oh, he's upset. No. You want to throw statements like that out of the way because people get upset over what they want to get upset over. And sometimes it's just an attitude just to throw you off, okay? So what you want to start doing is engage in self-care for yourself. And we have talked about that probably in 2 or 3 broadcasts earlier. When you begin to take care of your needs, you will have more energy, support, and nutrition will be increased so that you will be able to overcome what you're struggling and what you're facing. Let me share a few ways with you how to regain power over your life. Many victims of abuse recall that their only purpose was to keep their abuser satisfied. And I can say amen to that because I found myself in that situation, trying to do things just to please my husband, trying to do things just to please him so that I can keep him from getting upset, keep him from getting angry, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And because of all of this, you may have forgotten your likes and your hobbies, and I think that happened to me. To begin the process of healing from your emotional abuse, you will need to rediscover who you used to be and who you want to become. You have to go back and think about who you used to be before you met this person, before you met this person, before you met this person, and who you want to become. Okay, we have 90 seconds left. Oftentimes, people who have experienced emotional abuse can carry excessive shame when it comes to being authentic self. I don't know if I really carried a lot of shame, but one thing that I did do when I was out with my husband, especially around his family members, I was pretty quiet. And I was pretty quiet mainly because I never knew what he would say out of his mouth. Oh, let me repeat the national domestic violence hotline number again. That's 800-799-7233. We have 40 seconds left. 800-799-7233. You may text the word START to 88788. 88788. And you may also go to thehotline.org and you may chat live. I thank you very much for listening on today. Please click on that button that says to follow so that you may be notified when the next broadcast will be coming through. Once again, I thank you very much for listening on today. And please, below, and also become a follower. I thank you very much for listening, and do have a blessed day. Good day.